Good morning and welcome to Destiny, the open door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you on today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, Monday, we honor Ascended Master Paul the Venetian. And our beloved Paul the Venetian, who is the Chohan of the Third Ray, Band of Light in the Heavenly Realm, projects to the planetary system in our Earth the love, adoration, and devotion that is needed in each one. So when you're thinking about love, the expression of love, the ability to love, and you are going through at this current time with yourself or your loved ones, or people you may not even know, call on the law of forgiveness. Forgive yourself firstly for allowing that problem, that issue, that circumstance to penetrate your entire being and world, and usurp that up into the light and heart of the Mother, Father, God, and the Great Central Sun, to allow for that to be so bathed in the light, to allow for it to also to spring forth new life in you, so that you are able to have the forward, onward progress in the areas of love that need to be worked on, that need to be fixed, that needs to be changed, so that your heart and all of it that is needing to be resolved is healed instantaneously. And so we go about on today expressing that love, sending that love forth, and also working on ourselves to be so filled, to be so charged, to want to love ourselves, and especially the people that are so deserving of that love. That love for ourselves as well as our loved ones, our spouses, our children, our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers, auntie, uncles, and cousins. Each one touches our heart. Our brothers and sisters touch our hearts. And sometimes we may go through life wherein the mud is thrown at us. The murkiness of that is thrown at us. And sometimes we don't have a forgiving heart. Sometimes things just linger on and on and on. And it builds up into this like cancerous knot that won't go away. It hardens itself in that resolve. And so what does it take for us to just knock it out? Knock it out of our system, knock it out into the universe to allow for Mother, Father, God, and the Great Central Sun to just allow for it to go there and be so bathed in that light. So that's what we want to do. We want to knock out that problem. Knock out all the problems, the issues that we have with our loved ones, ourselves, whomever, our coworkers, our colleagues, our, you know, the people we may not know, even in, you know, the streets, on the trains, in the subway systems of life. Knock it out now. Those words that may have hurt. The words that continue to hurt. The pain of such, the magnitude of the wrong words, the curse words that fill us with sadness. Allow for the love to just enter now and touch us. Touch us in our hearts. Open up that which needs to be resolved. Allow it to penetrate through us now. In the areas of life that are needing to be worked through and worked on. So that quality of life, which is love, adoration, and devotion, is the necessary antidote to our fulfillment of life. And so love is in the air today. Love, the love from our hearts to another, is always filling the air with happiness. And that's what we want. We want that desire to be so filled that it knocks out all of that which was yesterday's pain. Today, releasing that into the light of God and the great central sun. Even when that person does us wrong, we continue to love in spite of their misgivings. We must continue to honor and accept our own individualized Christhood. We must always send love to our presence, always. Because in the honoring of ourselves, the God presence desires that to flow freely to others. All of that which is God designed, God intended, God in his mercies over us allows for the love to just flow in, through, around and about us every single day. And so we must penetrate that same love. Penetrate through us the necessary spark that lives within us. Building a momentum of growth with your individualized I Am presence will begin to see the changes in your lives, because this great and mighty being of your own self loves receiving the attention, right? Yeah, anyone would love to receive attention from us. And so our blessed, mighty I Am presence wants that same attention. While the inner presence always stands ready to act on our behalf, the consciousness of invitation within our outer mind seems to be imperative. The inner presence does not intrude itself. It must be invited. You must always invite presence to act. Invite presence to act on your behalf in any situation you find yourself in. Call to presence now. Say, mighty I Am presence, come forth, come forth, come forth right now and handle this situation that I find myself in, whatever that situation may be. so that you can go on unimpeded in your day, throughout the day. And so, in our Ascended Master teachings, the great divine director conveyed to us all in a dictation that your protection against all conditions in the atmosphere which are discordant in your love to your presence and your awareness of your tube of light, the ray of light from your presence and the electronic circle outside your tube of light. Your tube of light is for the protection of the body and its immediate atmosphere, and for the purification of the outer self. Your electronic circle, which abides outside of your tube of light, is the container, so to speak, of the accumulating energy which you draw through your decrees, by which you produce manifestation and ultimately release the greater powers of your own life stream for the power of precipitation, the etherealization, or whatever you want to do in the outer activities of life which produce phenomena and those conditions which are permanent perfection. One is a reservoir of power. One is a reservoir of power. One is a reservoir of power. The other is your own individual protecting tube of light. Your electronic circle, which the mighty Saint Germain asked you to call forth and build, is not the same as your tube of light. You can't mix the electronic circle and the tube of light together, because your tube of light is the insulation between you and the outer world and is for the purification of your mental and feeling world and your physical body. But from your tube of light out to your electronic circle is the gathering of the energy through your decrees, which stands as a momentum. Remember, I told you that you must build the momentum of your decree session. Keep building and building and building and building, repeating the same decree repetitiously. You know, you start out slow, then you go through that even pace, and you keep going faster and faster and faster, building that momentum. So, from your tube of light out to your electronic circle is the gathering of the energy through your decrees, which stands as a momentum. When that momentum reaches a certain intensity, then very often in one call, you release the energy that produces instantaneous physical action. The more energy you have around you through your decrees within your electronic circle, the quicker your calls will be answered. When that reaches a certain point, the light substance within the causal body can open, so to speak, and flood into your electronic circle and go forward using the greater powers of your own life. So our decree declaration for today is, I send my love To my beloved mighty I Am Presence and the great host of Ascended Masters, and feel myself held within the great pillar of their love. It fills my electronic circle of life and now becomes their powerhouse for me. As I give my decrees for the violet flame power of the great command to command and compel all in this physical world perfected, I demand their physical, invincible power surge into all conditions and compel the annihilation of all wrong. I demand the invincible protection, expansion, and victory of all that is right, everywhere, forever. I send my love to my beloved mighty I Am Presence and the great host of Ascended Masters, and feel myself held within the great pillar of their love. It fills my electronic circle of life and now becomes their powerhouse for me. As I give my decrees for the violet flame power of the great command to compel all in this physical world perfected, I demand their invincible power surge into all conditions and compel the annihilation of all wrong. I demand the invincible protection, expansion, and victory of all that is right, everywhere, forever. And the prelude for today comes out of the Ascended Master's instruction. Page 26 through the 28 pages. Divine love. Keep the attention on the fact that love is the controlling power in all conditions. Always knowing it is divine love. This qualifies whatever human love is there and raises it in harmony with divine love. Know always that in any demand, God is the sustaining power. You must keep aware of this fact in the use of all law. Remember that in all conscious use of the law, you are at all times the determiner of the qualities you wish manifest and maintained. No two individuals are affected exactly alike. One has an irritation of mind, one has an irritation of body, another anxiety, another of body, another impaired health. The constant consciousness that God is my perfect health, perfect wealth, and is self-sustained will take one into the full visible manifestation of these conditions. The constant consciousness that God is my perfect wealth, perfect health, perfect wealth, health, and healing is always self-sustained. Know always that God in me is the keeper of my treasure house. God in me is the keeper of my treasure house. God in me is the keeper of my treasure house. Then I know God produces in my visible use great abundance, money as fast as I require its use. And that is never late, and that all my seeming obligations are taken care of on time. The joyous indifference of youth is really a letting go. And with love prevailing, it is the most potent power for manifestation. Let us just marinate on that prelude, because divine love is operating always. God is projecting down to us through the temples of light, through our beloved Paul the Venetian, the power of love, always manifesting in our world. And our prayer invocation and supplication of the hour is: in the name of the God presence, I am in me, the source that is anchored in my heart. We call to you on today to invoke the adoration flame, always shining. In the building of our relationships with the self, we often forget that it starts with our own special and spiritual journey and spiritual development, and the laying the foundation for love. Love of another is the growth that is needed once we have learned in our maturity to love ourselves. It is through and by this love that it must be developed in stages of maturity to allow for it to go through seasons of change, weathering all storms, providing the protection, allowing for new life within to grow and be nurtured as we continue to love each other as well as ourselves in the spectrum of light for many seasons of life and the future for ourselves as well as our loved ones is built upon a firm foundation to spread throughout the whole entire world, the desire to fill each one with the love that we have in our hearts, with learning to accept and acknowledge the great I Am presence. We are assured and that same current, the flow of radiance from our hearts, touching every person we come into contact with. So much love that fills our hearts to conquer any and all that life throws at us, and to weather all storms and conditions we may find ourselves in. Let us allow the love to pulsate now and continue to flow freely. Continue to flow freely. Continue to flow freely. I am so thankful that I can rise each day to a new venture with the Masters of Light. I thank mighty beloved I Am Presence for always being with me and always protecting me, guiding me, and instructing me, and all the great heavenly host of the light for being with us on today, allowing for their love to come through us and give us that which we need to maintain in this life, in this walk of life, the necessary antidote the elixir of life, and to charge us with the continuation of divine love of our hearts. It is so done in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother, and so it is. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. I am love, I am love, I am divine love. I am God's love. I am God's love. I am God's love. I am God intelligence, loving life free. I am God intelligence, loving life free. I am God love, loving all life free. I am the love of my life. I am the love of my life. I am the love of my life. This is the end of our prayer and decree supplication for today. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, and our Spiritual Life Teachings, signing off. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Saviot. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear Destiny, the Open Door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. May the grace of God be with you. May the light of God shine always in your life. And may the divine love, adoration, and devotion rest and abide with you always in the adoration flame of life, always and forever. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. We thank you for your support of Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual life teachings always. Go in grace. Go in the grace and mercies of God on today. Thank you.